committee come to order. The time is 8:35. The date is the 25th. Our meeting in the Butkovich Room. Members present are Representative Phillips, Tischer, Kopanen, Larson, Miller from the poll. The first bill that we're going to take up is committee substitute for Senate Bill 82, Finance. The Rules Committee substitute for this bill makes just one change over the version passed out by the Finance Committee. If you look at page 7, line 19, got the bill before you? Line 19, a new section 26 is added which appropriates $1 million to the Division of Elections for a 1984 presidential primary. The effective date clauses are adjusted accordingly. This amendment is necessary because House Bill 430, which would have repealed the presidential primary, has not moved from the House State Affairs Committee, and it is evident that it will not pass the legislature this year. Funds for the primary have not been included in the budget, and our uniform rules prohibit us from adding new items. So it's necessary to adopt this amendment so that the $1 million is there, because Mr. Food is meant to let it get out of State Affairs Committee.
Are you ready for motion, Mr. Chairman?
I am ready.
I move the amendment and ask the unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so moved.
That's for the amendment?
Well, I presume she meant the amendment.
Yeah, the Rules Committee substitute.
Rule Committee substitute.
You asked me to move it.
Do we now have to ask for a vote on the bill itself? No.
You can amend your motion to that you move the Rules Committee substitute.
Mr. Chairman, may I amend my motion to accept the Rules Committee substitute?
Hearing no objection, so okay, stop. The next one, House Bill 325. It's a little more complicated. The Rules Committee is hearing 325 in order that it may be used as a vehicle for a backup plan for the longevity bonus program. In your files is a draft Rules Committee substitute. I think everybody has that. And a copy of the fiscal note, which is the same as that for Senate Bill 215, also in the Rules Committee. Also, you'll find a brief explanation of the new House version. This is an amendment to page 2, line 7, which clarifies the one-year resident requirement. And we will have, I'm sure, some testimony on this. Is there anyone here? I have possible people to testify, Representative Malone, Representative Hayes, Representative Miller Juno. Is there anyone that wants to put their oar in here? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only comment I have on the record, my name is Hugh Malone, representing House District 5. The only comment I have is on the amendment. I think page 2 of this draft was the intention that the person be a resident of the state for at least a year. You've already brought that up. I don't have any other testimony to offer on the legislation. If people have some questions, I try to answer.
Are there any questions of Representative Malone? Representative Phillips.
Hugh, do you favor the at least the funding mechanism within the bill, is using the general fund instead of the permanent fund as proposed by the Senate version?
Chairman, I think with some $3 billion to spend for the state operating and capital budgets, and we certainly can fund this program from the state general fund. There's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, I think that it is appropriate to keep the current use of the current fund earnings essentially the way they are. The other reason is that I think this whole program of the last longevity bonus is going to require some study by the legislature over the next couple of years, and I don't think that it is a good idea to tap that into the permanent fund. I think something the legislature is going to have to review. We're going to have to keep in front of them, and I think there might be some tendency not to do that if the issue isn't debated.
Thank you, Mr. Walner. Are there any questions? Is there anyone else who wants to testify?
Then the chair will entertain a motion to adopt the committee rules substitute.
So
I'm just going to move the adoption of committee rules substitute.
Unanimous consent.
That's the motion, Senator. Now I will entertain a motion to move the bill out of the adopt the committee substitute. That's right. I'm sorry. Would somebody move the amendment first?
Chairman, I so move the amendment.
Mr.
Bowles,
so move.
Chairman, I move that the committee substitute House Bill 325 rules move out this committee with individual recommendations.
What I'm chair? Any objection?
With the fiscal note?
Attached fiscal note.
Okay.
So move.
50,
please sign.
$53 million.
Chairman, it's going down in the gavel. It must be the length.
It must be.
Yeah, it's just old and tight.